it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's the worst crime you can commit. Dying, Lee, in a way that embarrasses the Democrat Party. Dying in a way that disproves the narrative. Dying in a way that underlines that the Democrats' crime and open border policies don't work and result in bloodshed. So the way that this works is that people, and women in particular, even if they're Democrats in good standing at the time of their death, women murdered or raped or murdered and raped while 12 years old and having their bodies stuffed in a culvert or say having their head smashed in by an illegal immigrant, stuff like that. Women murdered due to Democrat crime or open borders policies are always canceled. Lee, always. That's the penalty for embarrassing the party by dying in a manner that defies the narrative. Or well understood perfectly. It's his playbook they're using. But this is incredible. This poor, beautiful woman, Irina Zarutska, Ukrainian, comes here from Ukraine to escape the war, but goes to a Democrat city and finds it much more dangerous. I mean, the irony here, Lee.
No, this is just sick.
Okay, go search the New York Times. I just did it right before the show again to see if anything had changed. Nothing had. Results, search Irina Zarutska, 0 in the New York Times. Liberals online trying to say, well, that's it's a local story. Really? Okay. How many articles did the New York Times do about George Floyd? That sure wasn't local. 5,897 mentions of him. That's how they're, you know, if you search, that's how many you get. Trayvon Martin, 1,100. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, St. Kilmore to us here, 56 articles. Daniel Penny, who saved people on the subway there in New York, 100. Irina Zarutska, 0. They're working overtime to cancel her, Lee. Let's see. How many articles by the AP on this deadly attack? 0. It's a national AP. PBS? Nope, none. New York Times, like we just said, no. NPR, no. Wall Street Journal, their reporting section, which is very liberal. Their editorial page is conservative, but their reporting section, very liberal. Nope, no stories. BBC? Uh-uh. CNN? Nope. Washington Post? No way. Reuters? No. MSNBC? Of course not. Now, what makes this so interesting is that just a few years ago, this would have been censored by the FBI. No, you know, on social media, nobody would know about it. But as of this moment, just one breaking news story on this by the very popular X Feed and Wokeness has garnered 49 million views. So people care about this. It trended straight through the weekend on X nonstop. The whole country knows. So the media might as well just give it up. They're not going to win this. They don't have the power to block stuff. And then did you see what's going on here? Holy cow. This is now at 2 million views. Over at Wikipedia, they're trying desperately to cancel this woman. Under the entry, killing of Irina Zarutska, when something garners almost 50 million views just on one account on X, okay? Just one account. And Wokeness, which is very popular. Libs of TikTok had something too. That garnered over 30 million views. The whole country's talking about this. But over at Wikipedia, there's a notice on top of the page for her, and it says this. It's got a red caution sign. An editor has nominated this article for deletion. You are welcome to participate in the debate about whether it should be deleted. And why does the left want to delete it? Makes a black man look bad. Makes the race policies of the Democrat Party look bad could lead to racism. No, the truth is the truth. No matter what the details are, the truth is that we don't cancel the truth if it does not fit the narrative. But that's exactly what they're trying to do. And it's so badly George Floyd started trending last night because people were comparing his death to hers. Of course, she died on the light rail line in Charlotte on the links, just sitting there after her shift at a pizza place. Lunatic. Released by the North Carolina judicial system, the Charlotte courts, over 14 times, should have been in prison. And he just loses his mind and stabs her. So, and what's made this such a big story, Lee, is Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyles. I know Vi very well. I used to talk to her weekly when I was a reporter there. Arguing, she says nothing about the victim until about three posts later when she gets beat up online. She only wants to talk about the murderer, DeCarlos Brown, the only one she cares about. It's a typical Democrat. Her statement was not anything about having compassion for the victim. No, no. She says we should have compassion for the homeless man, DeCarlos Brown, who stabbed her in the throat. Quote, this is her comment. We will never arrest our way out of issues such as homelessness and mental health. I want to be clear, I'm not villainizing those who struggle with their mental health or those who are unhoused. The victim, honey, the victim. What about her? She's got nothing to say. Also, those who are unhoused are more frequently the victims of crimes and not the perpetrators. Too many people who are on the street need a safe place to sleep and wraparound services to lift them up. We as a community must do better for those members of our community who need help and have no place to go. Total lunatic mayor begins the process of canceling her. Murder victims must go away if they commit the crime, the thought crime of dying due to Democrat policy. Where are we at?
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good. Let him. It's not working. Americans know.
Well, and there's a video of this going around.
Oh, it's horrible.
That goes up to the at least the point that I've seen stops before she is struck. But it is just so chilling to see her sitting there innocently, not doing anything.
No.
Absolutely innocent of any type of offense toward the individual that's sitting behind her. And then that takes place.
Look, this is not about race.
No.
This is about a man
about crime.
Who is deeply mentally ill. He called police on one occasion and said there was a device in his body that was, you know, controlling his mind. He wanted the police to remove it, okay? How do we get here? Democrat mental health problems. Mm-hmm. Democrats want to make this about race. The ACLU over 30 years ago sued. And you used to be able to take these people, put them on a 30-day hold.
Yeah.
30-day hold was important because in Krauthammer, who was a psychiatrist, used to explain this, Charles Krauthammer, it takes 30 days for the medicine, the psychoactive medicine, to work and get in your head so we can reason with you and get past your delusion, your paranoia. Nobody wants to take that medicine because they're paranoid. Then, you know, we straitjacket you, we get you to, and then when we can reason with you, we begin to address your mental health. We can't do that until you're medicated. Well, the left sued so these people could stay on the street. Why? Because they can't vote Democrat when they're in these institutions. And they freed them. So you've got that going on. But then, Lee, I was a crime reporter in Charlotte. You hear me talk about I covered this system. And I made myself a crime reporter. I started off covering city council and county commission. Got a phone call and then another phone call. I got very close to people inside the Charlotte Black Caucus. What they would do, and they would tell me they would do this, because I kept saying, why are all of these repeat killers getting out? I actually coined the term misdemeanor homicide. Your first homicide, well, ain't no big deal. They'd let you right out on bond. This was, you know, 15 years ago to wait trial. And often that was when the second homicide was committed. I mean, Charlotte's always been wild because it's run by Democrats. Well, what I was told was these family members of criminals would go to the Democrat prosecutor And because the prosecutor ran for office and demand, hey, this one, that one, this one, that one. We want a sweetheart plea deal. We want, you know, XYZ home by Christmas. And out the door they would go. So this has been going on in Charlotte for a very long time. And Democrats would, you know, cut sweetheart plea deals, these Democrat prosecutors, for votes. It was expected, and I'm sure it's still going on. But that's probably why this guy was out. I mean, his record is terrible. And he should have been locked up, Lee, mentally locked up. Forget even the jail sentence.
Yeah. This thing about the homelessness issue, I'm going to be very careful how I say this, and I don't want to offend people, but the fact is, for the most part in this country, if you were homeless, it is because you choose to be there.
Yeah.
There are countless religious, non-religious, secular organizations that are providing housing, emergency housing for people for whatever circumstance there may be. They are out there all the time. They are ready to help now. There are government officials who will point you in their direction. There are all kinds of things, millions of dollars that are spent in probably Greenville County alone on providing opportunities for homeless people to have a place to stay. Now, obviously, this happened in Charlotte, not Greenville, but the point I'm trying to make is there are numerous, countless, well-funded or, well, sufficiently funded situations where there is a place for homeless people to stay. And if you want to talk about and decry the homeless population, I get that. But this is, as you're pointing out, this is a mental health crisis. This is not homelessness. This is a mental health crisis and a mental health policy failure in this country. That's what it is.
And that is absolutely the dodge that Mayor Vi Lyles is making here. Oh, homelessness. Homelessness doesn't make you murder somebody. There's plenty of homeless people who never murder anybody. But when you are a repeat violent offender who's been bonded out again and again and again. And what happened with this guy is what I covered a lot in the Charlotte courts. And it goes on in a lot of these blue cities. They will sentence you to a suspended sentence. And the deal with that is if you commit another felony, you serve the suspended sentence, right? It's supposed to act as a way to keep you out of prison. Well, what happens is they never call the suspended sentence. So you commit a felony, you get sentenced to a suspended sentence. You go home, then you commit another felony, get another suspended sentence. That's what happened with this guy. I pulled his record. Suspended sentence after the judges are supposed to send you to prison. They don't. That's why he was out. He was on, at least that I could find, three suspended sentences. Should have been in prison two suspended sentences ago.
And once again, the victim here is a Ukrainian refugee.
Who fled the war.
Who fled the war.
But couldn't survive in Democrat
City. And was working in this country in Charlotte at a pizza place, coming home at night after her shift on light rail public transportation in Charlotte-Mecklenburg County.
And all the mayor has is, we want to spend more money on homelessness. Well, that's not going to do anything, spending money on homelessness. But notice what she's not offering to do, okay? She is not offering more prosecution. She's not offering anything that would fine-tune or increase or put away these people. Mm-hmm. She's not offering that. Why? What is she saying? We're going to leave them on the streets. We would just like to have some more services, some more money for our friends who have NGOs that deal with the homeless.
Right,
that's what the Democrats do. More money, more money, more money for our friends. But they have no intention whatsoever of doing anything that stops the next murder. And the answer with the Democrats is always, we'll just cancel the next murder victim. See, problem solved. We'll just abolish her from Wikipedia. We'll just lock arms, as the mainstream media has done here, and simply refuse to cover this. It's not a winning strategy for them long term. When you have, again, just a few top accounts at X racking up tens of millions of views on this, and that's way larger than their audiences combined for these mainstream media outlets, good luck. Can't hide stuff from the American people anymore. You're going to have to address it. It just makes us stronger. It just confirms everything Trump says every day about these people and their tolerance for crime and all the way up to murder. So. Okay, you're going to love this headline, Lee. We're going to get into this in a little bit. New York Times headline. You ready for this?
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah. Abolish the Senate and the Electoral College. Pack the court. Why the left can't win without a new constitution.
Okay, well, what have we been saying?
Right, and they say we're the ones
yeah, right.
who are trying to upend the norms in America and the rules and the constitutional order. No, they're just sitting around trying to figure out how to do it themselves.
Whatever it is they accuse you of is what they themselves are doing.
Absolutely. All right. Coming up, Trump's war on China. You thought it was Venezuela. It is not. Venezuela is just a plaything of China. Trump's blowing up of that speedboat. That was a message to China. China has responded. I'll explain coming up.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.